WSDH380, standing by. WRVU954. WRVU954, is anybody out there? It's Saturday night, someone's got to be out there. WRUU 901 listening. WRX 102 listening. WRXX 102 putting a shout out for WRZP 544. WRZP 544 monitoring the frequency. RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. We are hitting the repeater. WRZP 544. WRXX 102 listening in. WRZP 544. Good morning to you, Bob. Hope you're having a good morning up there. Just got done running the dogs out in the Pigeon River there and pulling into McDonald's to get breakfast. Roger. All right. Enjoy your McMuffin. We'll talk at you in a little bit. WRXX 102, Scott, and we're back out. Went well. We'll talk again. WRZP 544 monitoring. Copy SBS 459er, monitoring. Just doing a little bit of a modulation and an SWR test. The neighbor kid got crazy with the weed whacker. WRXX 102, just doing a little bit of an audio check. The next door neighbor got wild with the weed whacker. We thank you, Mike. 102, loud and clear, Sheboygan County. WRZP 544. Hey, Bob, how'd that McDonald's go? 102. It goes the same always. I get the coffee and the sandwich, and the dogs eat the sandwich, Roger. Is that stuff even fit for the dogs? It's their treat. They all share a sausage biscuit after we get back from running in the woods in the morning. Rajo, WRXX 102, Scott, and we're back quiet. Good one, Scott, and be safe. WRZP 544.
morning, sir. WRZP 544. WRZP 544. WRAQ 102 out here looking for one of them long distance radio checks. This is Roseville, Michigan. I'll be your Uncle Barry. About the longest now, WRZP 544. Get in here early in the morning. You might catch Ohio late in the evening. It's old Huckleberry Bob. Well, you're about 300 miles, ain't you? 250 on the gas. Do that. I'm 25 miles south of the bridge right here at Kevin and Mint. So that's got to be every bit of 300 miles there or better. I think Indian River is like 312 from here, ain't it? Roger that. Okay, I'm going to go check on this dog real quick. Yeah, I don't forget, man. It's been a long time, but I don't forget.
Roger that on the dog. I got three of them running around here. Take care. We'll do it again. WRZP 544 for identification for monitoring.
SCM 993 for radio check.
WSCY 717. This is a radio check. Anyone anywhere? WSCY 717. WRZP 544, Lima Charlie here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you for the comeback. Just on a homemade wire I put up for 2 meters, wondering how it sounded here on the KMRS frequencies.
Very little haze in your background transmission. You're doing the job. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Thank you for that. WSCY 717 clear.
Radio. WSEM 306 hearing you from Hamtramck, over.
Watch this whoop on this little Quan Chang handheld, flat rock. WRXX 102, you're making the trip to Roseville.
This is WRTQ 347.
Hello, Canadian here, just looking for a radio check.
WRTC, 435, 555.
Anyone know where this repeater tower is located so I can try to figure out a distance?
I generally assume it is down to the place, but I do not.
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
G657, you're going to be looking at downtown Mount Clemens. It's probably the closest repeater. There is another one in Detroit that you might be bouncing off of. I'm not exactly sure of your location.
Yeah, I'm in Windsor right now, centrally located, so I'm probably picking up the Detroit one.
Which makes your operation illegal.
Yes, it does, but I just wanted a radio check, and my intentions are really not to use this, just scan.
Got someone out there.
There you go.
WMRK3AC, somebody looking for a radio check.
Yeah, it's already been taken care of, but thank you very much.
Alright, you sound them loud and clear over here, 8 Mile Middle Belt.
Yeah, I'm just calling in from Canada. I just wanted to check how this new radio works. I know I'm not really supposed to be on your repeater, but just wanted to give it a quick try, see how it works.
Oh, that's okay. You're in Canada?
Yes.
Oh, wow, you're making it good over here in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, I'm just using a handheld, and I'm standing on top of a tall building on the roof, so that helps quite a bit.
Why don't we quit encouraging?
Okay, thanks everyone. I'm done.
Thank you. your life, and it's only 35 bucks. You'll be okay. WMRK 380, standing by.
People are vicious.
to RNW329 monitoring and immobile.
Station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG 48, copy. I guess not, WIUG 48, clear.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? You're rumbling my mobile speaker here, making it rattle. WIUG 329.
Hey Tim, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, just trying to clean up some mess over here. Actually, right now I'm dropping a camper off. I'll probably get back home sometime this evening, I guess.
Where you at now?
Still across the creek here on the other side, but about 20 miles to the south.
Where am I south where?
In there.
Where am I south where?
Windsor. I'm out near my property doing some duties over here. Dropping a few trailers off. But, yeah, I'm outside of Windsor.
You mean in Detroit?
Negative. I'm over in Canada. When I say Canada, everybody gets a little nervous out there. Copy?
You over there, you got to talk on... You got to talk ham. You can't talk here.
In the water on my boat.
I'll explain it to you when you get back to Detroit. WIUG 48.
Right, talk to you later. WRNW 329. Clear.
Good afternoon, Michigan. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring the frequency.
Thank you.
WSAH 780. Anybody hearing this radio out of Flat Rock?
X 102 up here in Roseville, Flat Rock, hear you loud and clear.
I appreciate that, Roseville. Just hooked up a mobile unit inside using a mag mount on a pie plate. 21 miles to the repeater in Detroit.
Well, there you go. That pie plate's working for you. We're just 10 miles away from that same repeater.
All right, you are loud and clear. This is a 50-watt radio, but I'm using probably like 10 watts.
There you go. I'm working off a handheld off a set of Yagi beams, man. Element, 8 element.
Yeah, you sound real good, man. Real good.
Can you throw that call sign out there for me one more time?
If you're talking to me, this is Matt in Flat Rock. WSAH 780.
WSAH 780, Matt.
That's correct. Whiskey Sam Alpha Henry 780, Matt and Flat Rock.
There you go. WRXX 102, Roseville, Michigan, Scott.
All right, good to hear for you, Scott. Going to sit back, crack a couple Molsons, watch the rest of this Cowboys-Browns game, and soak up some brewskis for the Lions tonight.
All right, man, you take care of yourself. I'm going to go out here and rub this chrome on this Harley one more time.
Get it while you can. All right, have a good one, man. Matt and Flat Rock, WSAH 780. Standing by.
WSAH 780.
WRVG 829 mobile.
WSBI 847. WSBI 847. WIUG 488. Copy. WIUG 488, clear.
Hey, Jack, WSTS 386, Chris in West Ham. Am I making it through?
Yes, you are, but you know, a little scratchy or fade out a little bit. You must be walking.
No, I'm actually sitting. I tried to call out a couple times earlier, and I don't think anybody was hearing me.
Are you on the walkie-talkie?
Yes, sir.
You're sitting down. You're not standing up. Are you standing up or are you sitting down?
Sitting down in my garage, which I normally don't have a problem getting out, and I usually come in pretty clear. I don't know what's different today.
You come in clear now, but you faded out a little bit. What you do when you're in the garage, stick your antenna out of the garage and held it straight up, Roger.
Copy that.
You're doing good now. Anyhow, how's the weather by you? Is it a little bit windy by you?
No, it's beautiful. It's about, I don't know, 68, 69 with a slight breeze.
Yeah, you're figuring out a little bit. Is your battery 100% or less?
Oh, it's full.
That's weird. The way it's doing that, I don't know. And it quits. Have that. Now go ahead, 771G.
I do actually, but it's not on the radio. It's 15 minutes.
Well, you're coming in and you're going. I don't know what's the problem, but you know, it could be your antenna, it could be. Could be anything. It could be a tree by you or something like that.
Yeah, like I said, I normally don't have a problem from here. It's just weird today.
So when you keyed the mic, you were doing good. Then when you took your hand off the mic, that way it goes.
Thanks for the input. I'll see what I can do about it. WSBS 363.
Yeah, that's what it is when you let your hand go from the mic. I don't know if you have a mic or not. Do you have a mic on that radio or no?
Negative. I'm just using the handheld by itself right now.
Yeah, it happens like that when you don't have a mic. But if you get your mic, you'll be good. Good to go. Roger?
Copy that. I do have one. It's actually sitting right here at the table.
Yeah, put that on, it'll be good. It'll be good to go, 100%. Roger.
Give me one second, I'll hook it up.
WIUG, 381, it's right.
How's that, any better?
You know, a lot better. He's sounding like he's sitting by me here.
All right, I'll keep this hooked up. Thank you. WSBS 386 clear.
All right, yeah, keep it up that way. It's better. You sound a lot better anyhow. You know what? All my radios are that, you know, handheld. I got 5 watt and 8 watt. They all had a, you know, mic, because first of all, you know, I don't know, some, you know, if you got like 8 watt or something like that, I don't want, when I talk, I don't want that 8 watt comes to me. I want a little bit out for me. So that's why I'd rather have a mic, you know, to talk to. That way get away from the radio a little bit. Roger.
Copy that. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Like right now, I'm on the medium with a DB20G. I'm away from that radio. I'm really away from that radio. That's why. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. Anytime you're right. WIUG 488.
Thanks, Jack. WSBS. 86 clear.
WSAD 296, WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG, please, clear.
WSBY 676-690. This is WSBQ 996 monitoring the channel.
This is WRTP 3478.
USDM 993 is monitoring.
WSDL 938 monitoring.
WRNV 640. How are you doing? WSBS 311. Pretty good. Heading home. Watched the first half of the football game at Marianne's house. And now I'm heading home to watch the second half. Cruising across 26 Mile Road, 26 and North right now to be exact. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, watching the lines myself. My wife just headed upstairs. Yeah, turning a little bit early. Leaves me down here with babysitting the dog, I guess. So the two of us are, going to enjoy the second half of the game as well. And hopefully I can stay up late enough to finish it. So far, it's good.
Yeah, it's always exciting when two teams are somewhat equal. At least so far, they seem somewhat equal. So I couldn't believe that interception, but what, the last 15 seconds, 10 seconds, that was pretty good. Which didn't give us enough time to capitalize on anything. But nonetheless, it was good. The look on Stafford's face, like, how could I let that happen? But that boy could jump.
Yeah, it was great to see. That's got to give them a little, encouragement, I would think, moving forward. That's a good way to go into halftime, I would think, on a positive note for sure. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It made me think about, I think it's Gardner White there that is, offering that, I don't know what all they're selling, maybe anything, with that offer that hit the Lions, win the Super Bowl, you get your money back. Something like that. I don't know the details, but kind of made me laugh. Well, they're off to a good start, I guess.
Yeah, and somebody was paying, I saw a little blurb, somebody's paying to light up Tiger Stadium tonight, too. So that was also a nice gesture, a little bit of advertisement, make our city look pretty for the overhead cameras.
Oh, geez, I hadn't heard that. Yeah, I did see a shot from up there. I was kind of wondering why it was lit up. Yeah, it adds a little bit to the ambiance, I guess. They wound up pretty good. They're back playing. How far from home are you before you can get back to the game?
My best guess is another 7 minutes, 8 minutes, not 10. So this is a pretty easy drive. I mean, this is coming across 26 miles. I don't know where you're at, but or if you're familiar with this side, but there's no traffic, no stopping to speak of. It's a new Baltimore. So this is a pretty easy drive. I do it quite a bit.
Yes, very familiar with the area. I'm down here in Macomb. Garfield 21 area, so yeah, practically neighbors. That's where you're coming in, so nice and clear for sure.
That's a beautiful night, and the other thing that I've noticed is that there isn't much traffic anywhere, so I don't see a lot of people watching, like on the VHS stuff that I usually hang around on, like the 2.6 stuff like that. It's like super quiet, so you figure there must be a lot of people that are just chilling for the evening and watching the game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I noticed a couple of my neighbors, they have folks over there, so yeah, I think you're spot on there. People have been warming up to this most of the day. I know I have been looking forward to it for sure. So we're kind of into tennis a bit, so we've been busy the last couple of weeks watching the U.S. Open, so that wrapped up, of course, today. So now we got some free time. It's football time, I think.
Yes, it is. So got my nephew just got a football scholarship to Northwestern, Big Ten. He's a senior this year, big boy, and not this season, but next season he'll be playing for Northwestern. So we'll really be engaged in football then. So that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited for this kid. This kid, I'm sure, is going to get drafted. There's no doubt about it. He's a monster. Very strong, very athletic, very smart. So I'm sure a year or so at Northwestern, he's going to get picked up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty exciting. Just to be that close to someone who's moving up like that. Well, wish him all the luck in the world for sure. Hope he has a great career ahead of him. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, he had a lot of people after him. He had Nebraska, he had Michigan, he had State, Notre Dame. There's a couple schools out east I know that showed up. As a matter of fact, he's from a little nothing high school on the west side of the state. It's kind of a successful story, and like all of a sudden one day the Nebraska coach just showed up. You know, and I mean, I don't know what they call them now, Class 7 school, but back when I was going to school over there in that side of the state, it was like Class D. So he's on their radar. Michigan wanted him in the worst way, but Michigan wouldn't tell him where he fell in the depth chart, which I didn't know there was such a thing, but apparently there is, and they wouldn't give him a commitment on the depth chart, and the other schools would. So that's why he opted for the other schools. So, but you never know. Life is all about choices. You never know if you did good or bad until you look back someday.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully, like you say, it sounds like he's got a good head on his shoulders, and just kind of go with the flow, and those a lot of times those decisions just come to you, you know, just kind of feel it out. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but the Lions just scored a touchdown, just saying. I don't know if you got a radio playing, but yeah, we're going to go ahead and call it a 17-3 game now. Over.
Well, goody goody. So I know last year we had a good run, so hopefully this year we'll have a better run. I'd like to see him make it, come February. Super Bowl would be a far fetch, but at least let's get closer, you know. I think that would be great, because we do get a lot of media attention when we start getting close.
Yep, for sure. Okay, I'm going to let you go. You got to be getting close to home. So, enjoy the rest of the game. Drive careful for the last mile or so, whatever you got there. And good chat with you. Until next time.
Pleasure. I'll talk to you later. WRMZ640.
Yeah, take it easy. WSBS 311. Clear.
WSET 580.